What is up, guys? This is the All Things Relevant Podcast, Episode 2. This is Austin.
This is Ari.
And this is Drew.
We first want to thank everybody for listening to our first episode.
Muchly appreciated.
Yes, we had way bigger of a reception than we thought
I was legitimately surprised.
Yes,
I was pumped. Anybody listened to at least 15 minutes of it.
Yes, if you could see our group chat and how excited we were that we had 25 listens, which doesn't sound like a lot, but for us, we are truly, truly thankful for you guys doing that, and we got a lot of feedback.
I'm not going to lie, I kind of already ordered a Blue Apron membership just in preemptive strike of getting this sponsorship.
Blue Apron, Blue Apron.
Yeah.
Blue Apron, Blue Apron.
We got a lot of good feedback. The one thing we did get that everyone said was a problem is the microphone, and to let you all know, we are working on that.
We're working on it.
If we sounded like the Soggy Bottom Boys last time, that was because we actually were. It was on one microphone,
Do that temptation, like we keep having to roll to it.
Yeah,
and
everyone
slide
like, keeps
out
dancing side to side.
Yeah,
but it'll get fixed soon, hopefully.
Eventually.
Yeah. So just bear with us, yeah. So hopefully the content and everything else will still keep you guys listening.
I'm still working with an Nokia brick phone, so it's going to take a while before I figure out how to use these laptops and whatnot.
Yeah. Drew just got into Blu-ray, I think, like 2 years ago. And I remember telling him, like, welcome to 2008, my friend. Like, we're glad you're here.
My life's changed. It's never been the same since.
Yeah. I want to hit you guys with our social media. All Things Relevant Podcast. IG is all_things_relevant_podcast. Our email is atrpodcast@yahoo.com. And Twitter is the atrpodcast. And let us know what you guys think. And our Facebook is also the All Things Relevant Podcast. And let us know what you guys think on there. We've got a lot of likes, a lot of views. Any questions that you guys have, send them to us.
As far as when we talk about sneakers, a lot of us own the sneakers we talk about. So we're going to be taking pictures, posting them up to our Instagram so that you all can actually relate to what we're talking about and not just have to image it in your head.
Right, right. And we want to give you guys a visual of what, you know, how we see the shoe and what we're talking about to kind of keep you guys in the loop. And something we forgot to do last time is intros and who we are. You know, we said we're Austin, Ari, and Drew. This is Austin. As far as myself, what do I bring to this podcast? What do I like? Yeah, my specialty per se. I love movies. I am a movie nerd, so much so that I have a list of every movie I've ever seen.
That's a little obsessive.
Yeah.
The Criterion Collection on Blu-ray.
Yes. I love it. Yeah, I love any type
Steel
of movie.
Magnolia.
I love Gone with the Wind. I love Casablanca. I love classics. I love any type. But I also play video games. I dabble in music. But movies is my thing. So that's what I guess would say is my expertise in this podcast.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Ari, what about you?
So I'm Ari. I like a little bit of everything. Some more. I'm probably the most random person on this podcast. Probably me and Drew.
Yeah, I'm pretty random myself.
Ari has the deepest discography of music, though.
Yes.
Ari is the person that is constantly sending me links or sending
You'd
me stuff to listen to. He's definitely my go-to or our go-to person for music.
Without a doubt.
I don't play
he's
video
our Quincy
games
Jones.
As Austin and Drew do. I'm more the shoes and sports and entertainment type of guy. Music,
agreed.
As Austin said.
Agreed.
But, you know, raised here, born in Georgia. Didn't really live there that long, so I just, I claim here.
Right.
But
except randomly when Kentucky played Georgia in football, he acts like he's a Georgia football fan. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
All right. He's
not
like,
a
oh,
UK
yeah,
fan, Carolina fan, University of Champions.
Anyway, Drew, tell us about yourself.
I'm also the oldest person on this podcast.
That is true.
That is true.
That
yeah,
is true.
Yeah, yeah.
We're all in our 30s, by the way, just for you listeners, so we aren't.
Getting married in September.
Congrats.
Congrats.
To my beautiful fiance.
By the way.
Kia Jones.
She made him say this.
If you listening.
She made him say this.
If you listening out there, baby, I love you. You know what I'm saying?
Drew?
Drew, what's up?
Name is Drew. Obviously reside here in Lexington because I would not drive to hang around these guys. I'm not going to lie to you.
That's it. Podcast over. I thought we were really friends.
Hope you guys enjoyed this one and a half episode.
It's been a blast.
Yeah.
kind of just do everything, little taste of everything, much like Ari. Music tastes kind of random. It can go anywhere from EDM music to rap.
Drew is a hybrid. He does a little bit of everything.
I don't do anything great. I do everything okay. You know, I live by the motto, C's get degrees.
That's what got me my first bachelor's degree, so.
Play a lot of video games.
That he does.
Yeah, I'm big into video games. Yeah. Started dabbling in photography.
Okay, yeah, get that out there.
Good times. Yeah. As far as...
Do you have an outlet for your photography yet? Can we see any?
No outlet yet. Okay. My photography's trash at this point. I'm not going to lie to you. It's just fun doing it. Actually getting married in October. So that's something to look forward to. And if you listen, I love you. Other than that, you know, just a regular dude. Just trying to make it day by day. Nothing too special about me.
Yeah, so we just want to give you guys a little bit more in-depth.
And I'm here for jokes.
An in-depth idea of who we are, just instead of three guys who are currently sitting around an ottoman talking into a microphone then you guys don't know anything about.
Sitting Indian style, which I can barely do.
Right.
Getting it at the mud right now. Yeah.
I wanted to lead off with a music topic here.
I can dig that.
All three of us are fans of Logic. We all attended the same concert.
And it was dope.
I'm going to say this and whatever happens, but I'm
chips fall where they may.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about this album that's coming out in a week. May 5th is when Logic's new album is supposed to drop. It's called Everybody, and there's three singles out, and I'll be honest with you that none of them have really captured my attention and to where I can play them more than once. What are you guys thinking on this?
They're okay.
I've listened to Everybody and Black Spider-Man, and that's it. Black Spider-Man was cool, but when he's going off talking about, like, you know, being a gay person, the album is called Everybody, and it's called Everybody because he's going to be speaking from a different person's point of view on every song.
Okay.
Only thing is, I don't... This is going to sound bad. I don't care about everybody's point of view.
Right.
I listen to this because I like Logic. I like the way he raps. I want to hear your point of view.
Yeah.
I don't need you to speak for me. Right. I have a point of view.
But my question is, like, how is he going to speak from other people's point of view if he only has his point of view?
It's a good question.
He has friends.
It's like me trying to speak for you. It's because I know you doesn't mean I can't speak for you.
Yeah, you can't speak for me, but if I tell you a story, you can relate it to a song. Like,
I guess I could see that.
Yeah. But needless to say, I just don't feel like it's the Logic that we have become accustomed to for the past two albums. I've said this, and I don't know how to say this any better, but when a certain type of rapper or artist has like a certain sound to him or he raps about a certain topic, when someone changes from that, like it kind of makes me lose
from the plan.
Yeah, it makes me lose interest. And people can do that and
some
can still
do
be successful.
Childish Gambino.
Yeah, Childish
Gambino. Loved
that.
Yes. Loved it.
Kanye did really good with 808s and Heartbreaks.
Yeah, if you say that.
That's one of Ari's favorite albums. And I think that says a lot for an artist to be able to do that. And this could very well be an album that, you know, I don't like the three singles, but when this album comes out, I like it. But
it may be dope. Who knows?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like the same Logic that I enjoy and am a fan of.
Yeah.
All right, well, that can be a good thing or a bad thing.
It can be.
Like,
it can be.
My favorite group, Outkast, no Outkast album sounds like the last Outkast.
No.
And I feel like that's what makes them great. But then you got somebody like Rick Ross, who just gives you Rick Ross.
And you come to expect
every
that.
Album. And
there's nothing
you
wrong
expect
with
it, and it's cool. Like, you know,
right.
If you're a Ross fan, you like it. But at what point are you like, all right, this is just another Ross album? There's
that's
no
true.
Growth.
Right.
He has no layers.
I've
to
always
him.
Said that about, like, Meek Mill.
Oh,
he's a perfect. Yes, that's him in every song. That's a perfect example of him.
I've never listened to a Meek Mill album, so
you're literally missing. You're missing nothing. Have you ever heard someone throw away a box of pizza into a trash? Then that's exactly what it sounds.
They're not that bad.
It's exactly what it sounds like.
They're just always the same.
I'm sorry. Ari knows, and Drew knows. I'm not a fan of that. continue on music. What are something that you guys, or a couple songs, maybe an album that you guys have been consistently listening to you recently? I know there hasn't been a whole lot of new things that maybe that we
There's not much new.
I mean, of course, we talked about Kendrick last episode. That came out.
I listen to DNA like twice a day.
You and me both. when I'm at work, I love listening to that. But is there something else, you guys, that's just consistently on your playlist that you like daily? Maybe it's a workout thing or something like that.
Well, as far as workout goes, without a doubt, Run the Jewels.
Oh yeah,
they're on there for that. I mean, that goes without saying. As far as like anything like driving home, driving to work, this, that, and the other. Queen is on there all the time.
Nothing wrong with that.
I love Queen.
Like Freddie Mercury.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing like Freddie Mercury, greatest vocalist of all time. Queen's on there. I'll put Matt and Kim are on there. Yesterday when I was up in Cincinnati shooting around Cincinnati, not literally gunshots, but photography.
Yeah, be careful.
Shooting around Cincinnati. Listen to Gym Class Heroes again, and I forgot how much I love them.
Really?
Yeah.
A little throwback, huh?
Gym Class Heroes. I wish they would put out a new album in the worst way.
Okay.
And then also TV on the Radio.
You know, I don't know a lot about them, but there's somebody I want to get to know more of their music.
They're in the rotation.
Okay. R.A.U.
I've been listening to Kendrick.
That's it?
He's the reason Kendrick's in the Billboard top 10
single-handedly. Yeah.
Why has DNA been played so many
times? R.A. Smith, that's why.
Keeps calling into places.
Plays the same four songs on the album.
Yeah.
I don't know why. And yeah, honestly, that's about it. I listen to DNA a lot.
That's it?
I mean, before
surprisingly,
Kendrick.
Surprisingly, Lil Uzi Vert.
Oh my God.
EXO Tour Life a lot.
Oh my God.
I like that song.
I don't
know why. I don't know why, but I like it.
I don't even know what you just said.
Yeah, you probably don't.
I don't.
I've never heard it and I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to throw it out there.
It's cool.
To each their own, right?
I also don't want to hear radio on the TV. Radio kill the. I mean,
TV kill the radio star? No, that's something different. No. Yeah.
Is that not the same thing?
No, not at all.
It's probably the same thing.
You know, okay, so there's new music like, okay, Kendrick, like we talked about, but somehow I always seem to gravitate towards back just recently. Travis Scott, Birds in the Trap, Don't Sing McKnight. For some reason, I have listened to that and Rodeo a lot. And TLOP, I still am on a Kanye concert high, and that's coming up on a year anniversary of us going to that concert.
This last 2 weeks, I listen to Wolves every day.
Okay, first of all, let me just tell you this. I told Ari that Wolves was one of my favorite Kanye songs off this CD before the album was even thought about coming out. And he was like, dude, that song's terrible. And then randomly 2 days ago, he's like, man, I love that song. And I was like, don't even start with me. I mean, like, I've told you this. I tried to give you this, you know.
If any of you all out there are not necessarily but Kanye haters, I'm here to be your all's voice.
There's nobody.
Shoot me personal emails. You can reach me at my work email. I will voice your opinion for you.
That is a Kanye hater.
I still love y'all if y'all don't hate Kanye, but I'm here for that.
So yeah, that's what I've been gravitating towards. I don't know why, but I keep those on constant playback. So. You guys been keeping up with the NBA playoffs, I assume. I know Ari watches it, and Drew watches it more than I do.
I've steadily been watching that. That's the only thing that gets me through the week.
What are your guys' thoughts? I mean, I was a little surprised with Boston beating Chicago, just because I thought, and I don't know that Rondo had a whole lot to do with it. I know he helps, but with him going out, I didn't think that Chicago would be able to pull it out, even though they had the 2-0 lead to begin with. What are your guys' thoughts?
It definitely hurt.
It hurt immensely.
I felt like Rondo just knew the playbook.
Exactly. Yeah. He called out the Celtics' plays before they ran them.
The one thing about Rondo that a lot of people don't know is that Rondo watches game tape like it's his full-time job.
Really?
Like
I didn't know that.
It's legitimately watching
If there's
it like
one
television.
Person in the league that knows everything that you do, it's Rajon Rondo.
Yeah. Well,
he might be an asshole in the locker room, but
he knows
the game.
Yeah. He's a coach on the floor.
Yeah.
I mean,
and that hurt.
Like his basketball IQ is out of
the
world.
They don't have another guard.
Right.
I mean, they have
Michael Carter Williams.
They've been playing like Isaiah Cannon.
Isaiah Cannon, yeah.
Nah,
I don't even know where Isaiah Cannon went to college, let alone can I explain if he's any good in the
Isaiah
NBA.
Cannon went to Murray State.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, yeah. I remember that. Yes.
That's just everything I need to know.
So Rondo, I remember Ari saying that that's the best person you've ever seen play in person, right? Where did you see him play? Wasn't it at
Washington?
Yeah.
The Wizards game.
Yeah, and I remember Ari coming back and was like, dude, that's hands down the best basketball player I've ever seen.
I've never seen anybody just, like, decide that they want to do something on the floor and just go do it. and be 6 foot tall or however tall Rondo
that
is.
Speaks
right.
Like,
for him.
Literally, I watched him score when he wanted to score and pass when he wanted to pass. Like, it was just, if they needed a bucket, he just went and got it. That's all it was. And nobody could stop it. Now, this is still Boston.
Boston,
okay, yeah.
Boston, before Big Three.
ACL, this isn't Dallas. Oh, yeah, it's before the ACL. That's not, you know, that's taken away a lot from his game.
Right.
But he was never a super athlete, though.
No.
Like, he was athletic, don't get me wrong. Right. You're in the NBA, you're athletic.
Sure, sure. But yeah, you're not. You know, he wasn't relying
on his athleticism, and yet again, not a knock. He wasn't like a Gerald Green,
sure,
where he had to rely on athleticism to get buckets.
He's no dunk contest, you know, contestant. But,
yeah.
Well, funny thing is, Ari and I play basketball with a former UK player, and he was there when Rondo was there, and I asked him, I was like, you know, what's he like to play with in like a pickup game setting? Because Rondo in a real game setting with referees and all that stuff and plays, like, you know, you've seen what he can do. Yeah. But I was like, so what type of player is he when he's a pickup? And he just looked at R&I and was like, if he wants to win the game, he's going to win the game, but you're going to need to listen to how he wants it played. And this is exactly how he told us. I mean, this is pickup. And he was like, you're going to play exactly how he wants it played and where you need to be on the court, but you're going to win the game.
Yeah.
But why wouldn't you want someone like that on
your team? Of course.
Though?
Oh, yeah. Of course. Of course.
And like, you can be a terrible teammate. I really don't care if you're a good person or not outside those four lines. As long as we win, that's the least of my concerns,
sure,
is what you do outside the court.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, and that seemed to be the, you know, the same thing that Perry said. It's like, man, if he was on your team, you're going to win the game.
Yeah, man, I'm fine with that. You cuss me out if you like.
Right. So who are you guys rooting for here in the playoffs? I personally am rooting for Washington right now.
Ari doesn't need to speak because I can already understand who he's rooting for, but I'll let him speak.
Maybe he'll surprise you. I know who
that.
Ari's rooting for. The Washington Wizards.
In the East, I'm rooting for the Wizards in the East. In the West, I am rooting for the Houston Rockets.
Oh, okay.
Will the Houston Rockets win?
No.
Nah.
Not a chance.
I don't think that, but I'd be surprised if they win one or two games in this next series.
Right.
But
they might win two off athleticism alone. And
Golden State is just
it's
childish. Unreal. It's very childish.
It's like those old 2Ks when you'd go to like draft classes.
You turn the salary cap off and turn
There's no trade.
You put that on there like that's
any trade
like
you want
your
goes
Golden
through.
State.
Right.
It's frustrating to watch them. And I mean, it's no knock on them. I mean, if you can do it, why not?
Yeah.
Winning's winning. But I'd say it speaks more to KD than it does anyone else. Like, me personally, like, if you guys were on a team and we're playing at a YMCA men's league and you all beat me, it's like, hey, Drew, you all run with us next season? No, forget that. I'm going to go to this next season and I want to kill you all.
Right.
Want to win by at least 30.
I agree. There's definitely a competitive spirit about that.
I really agree.
That's you just me personally. I'm a very competitive
on the
person.
Level that we play with, I would do the same thing.
Why not? We've had, how many players have came up to us?
That's different.
And wanted to be on our team.
That
That's
speaks
different.
To their competitive nature. They're not competitive. That's their fault.
That's
I'm sorry.
Different. Because I'll be honest, if I play against you all, I want to beat you all, and you're all my friends, and we play on the same team for years.
I ain't no friends on a basketball court.
Right. There's the only time that Ari and I have almost not been friends in our 7-year relationship was from basketball.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
The story of how Austin and Ari almost weren't
friends. Yeah. I mean, I know for me, when I'm looking at the playoff stuff, that sometimes I just get to a point where I look at a team, I'm like, all right, well, so who can beat the Golden State Warriors and who can beat the Cavs? Like, that's
well,
how
Toronto's
I
about to
I
beat the Cavs. I don't know what you're talking about.
What's it, who is? Toronto? I
yeah,
mean,
Toronto's about to beat the
Drew
Cavs.
Is from Canada, so
as Ari gives me the stink eye. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Cleveland has the best player in the NBA on their team.
Not according to Greg Popovich.
Don't start this. Don't start this.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to hear you defend LeBron like you had to
go
hard.
Okay, so
Cleveland swept their series, and Toronto almost lost their series twice.
But who was Cleveland playing, though?
Who was Toronto playing, though?
The Greek Freak.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And who was Cleveland playing?
Paul George.
And that's it. Who are you going to take between Paul George or the Greek Freak? Answer that question.
Probably
Greek
don't,
Freak.
Don't say
Greek
Paul
Freak.
George. Don't say Paul George just to support your
You're
argument.
Lying.
No.
But that doesn't make the Bucks better, like that much better than the Pacers. Like they're about the same.
Yeah, I would say they're about.
Their front court's way better.
Whose?
The Bucks' front court's way better. You got a 32-year-old in Thon Maker that's a rookie somehow. So I don't know how that works out. Yeah.
So they put the game and DeMar DeRozan just completely took his life.
That is my biggest. I hate DeMar DeRozan with a passion. Like,
DeMar DeRozan is the reason why y'all won that game.
That is true, but I still hate him. Like, he does nothing well, kind of like myself in this podcast. So I guess I hate myself.
He shoots mid-range jumpers and he dunks.
But he doesn't even get to the rack.
He shoots an astonishing amount of free throws, and I don't know how.
This is coming from a James Harden fan.
No, I know how James Harden shoots free throws. I don't know how DeMar DeRozan shoots free
throws. He just gets the calls. I can't. I mean, that's what it is. He gets calls. But like,
but that's what he's good at. That's where he gets his points.
That's exactly where he gets it.
I had to look at the same thing because I was like, I don't understand how DeMar DeRozan can average like 26 points
a game. It blows my mind.
When he doesn't shoot threes.
Not at all. He's not a good three-point shooter. He doesn't handle the ball exceptionally well to get to the basket.
Right.
He can jump.
That's cool. Yeah, I mean, everyone in the NBA can jump. Most people in the NBA can jump.
I know you're going. Yeah, I'm personally rooting for the Wizards. I mean, I know I'm a UK fan, but this isn't the reason.
A UK homer.
Oh, I mean, are you? You even said yourself.
I'm sure, like, you were a fan of, like, Boston Celtics back when they were, like, UK East.
Well, of course.
And it was Detroit before that. Like, of course. Every UK fan, their fandom goes like this. Detroit.
Because of Tayshaun?
Then Boston.
Yeah. UK East.
And now they randomly, like, man, you know.
Phoenix is really good, man.
You know the Kings, man. They might be all right.
Yeah, they're coming back.
And now they're like New Orleans.
Yeah,
New Orleans is cool. I like that.
Of course.
Every UK fans talk about the NBA.
But I think both of you all even said yourself that regardless of what college he played at, John Wall is fun to watch, and you all are fans of him. Especially this year, I think more than any other year,
he's elevated himself to the next level. He's no longer just an all-star. He's becoming a superstar with these playoff runs.
Like you said in the playoffs, Drew, you said. I know, I agree.
That too. And having Bradley Beal healthy helps a lot.
Honestly, I think Dennis Schroeder, he hates that kid, and I think that's the reason he's been dropping like 42 or whatever it is a night.
On him, and literally cussed him out back up court. I lost my mind.
That's because Schroeder was like, I'm going to go practice with him in the summer. John Wall was like,
No, you're not. No,
GTFO,
you're not.
GTFO, bro.
Yeah, no, you're not
on my level.
You're not practicing with me.
But I think it's fun to watch him and Bradley Beal play together. I mean, I think they're both fun to watch.
And a player overlooked in the team, Markieff Morris.
No, you're right.
Like, you saw what happened today when he got injured and he went out of the game. Like, they just completely fell apart.
They were ahead by, like, 16-2 at one point, and they still lost.
Has anybody seen Marcin Gortat?
The Polish Hammer?
Like, is he still there? Like, I don't know.
He killed today.
I think the last game they played against.
Couple games, man, he was just like.
I think today, like, last I saw, he had, like, 14, 16 points and, like, 10 rebounds.
I mean, you can take that.
He was killed.
Yeah. Obviously, I don't think they can beat the Cavs, but.
You know, I think they could beat the Cavs.
You think they can?
I mean, possibility.
That'd be awesome. I really don't think they can, but I think that would be awesome.
But
if that was...
like, the reason I think they can beat the Cavs is. All right, no one's going to stop LeBron. That's a given. LeBron. He's 6'8". He's a tight end playing basketball. That's gifted. but John Wall, I think, won't stop Kyrie Irving. It'll be a wash with those two. But who's going to guard Bradley Beal?
No, that's a good point.
Don't say J.R. Smith. Don't say Iman Shumpert because they both get that work.
I mean, but Bradley Beal, I don't think Bradley Beal is good enough to beat the Cavaliers. Like, John Wall can win you a game. I'm not quite sure
that Bradley Beal can win you a
game. He'll knock you a three down to win the game. Yeah. He will knock you down a three.
I don't know.
And then Cleveland's front court, I mean, I don't know what's going on with Kevin Love. I mean, he's...
Is he in a funk right now?
He's just there.
He's showing up.
He's Chris Bosh in
Miami.
Well,
that's what LeBron does to a power forward, because LeBron's a power forward.
Yeah, exactly. So. He's your position alive.
That's true, yeah.
I'd like to see Washington Wizards win, honestly. But it doesn't matter, because Toronto's going to beat them anyway, so we don't need to talk about that.
No, I agree. I was a little surprised with the Spurs and the Memphis Grizzlies. I didn't think it would go as far as it did. I don't know why. I just didn't think it would.
Man, they play each other like every year.
That's true.
And what I think with this last series was the simple fact that Memphis's style of play, where it's just literally grind you out.
Yeah.
And the age of San Antonio just was a recipe for disaster for San Antonio. But somehow Kawhi. Which not somehow, Kawhi's amazing. Kawhi did his thing and got them the W's that were needed.
I agree. I completely agree.
So, I have a question.
Okay.
Clippers lost.
Right.
Is it time to blow it up?
To get rid of, like, just separate the team, trade people, whatever.
The only person that you keep is Chris Paul, in my opinion.
Right.
I don't even say Chris Paul.
Really?
You know
Chris
my thoughts
Paul
on him.
Paul gets so many passes for being, for underachieving with the teams that he has. It's because he's the nice guy of the NBA.
Yeah, I don't really think Chris Paul's a nice guy of the NBA.
That's the view that people give of him. Because, like, he's, think of the teams he's had and what he's done, like, first round out every year.
I mean, like, what team are you talking about?
Any team he's had in L.A.
Everybody's always hurt.
I still just...
And he's one of the people that have been hurt.
But he's an amazing... He's the prototypical point guard. Everybody should be like Chris Paul. But he dribbles the air out of the ball. Like, I watched that game today, and he dribbled the air out of it.
They have two people that dribble the air out of the ball. They have Jamal Crawford.
Hey, don't talk about buckets. Jay Smooth. Don't talk about Jay Smooth like that.
I mean, you saw what happened to him when Joe Johnson took him for that game winner.
There's not a lot of people that can stop Joe Johnson.
Seven-time All-Star ISO Joe.
But didn't he also hit like eight or something this year? Like something stupid? Joe Johnson. Didn't he hit like eight game winners this year?
He's ISO Joe.
That's what he does. He isolates you and just destroys you.
Who was that you said that was like they knew Joe Johnson? Like they saw him play in like
Arkansas. Oh, we used to play in Arkansas.
In
yes, that was my cousin.
He was like the greatest shooter he's ever seen.
Yeah, my cousin's a little bit older than us. And I said, dude, what was he like when he was at Arkansas? He's like, what do you mean? He's like unstoppable. Yeah, he was awesome to watch.
One of my buddies that I used to play basketball with at Western, he played at Tennessee State before he came to Western. And they played Arkansas. Mm-hmm. Joe Johnson gave him every bit of that work. He had the guard. Joe Johnson had a triple-double on him. I mean, he just ate him alive. Like, oh, you're going to stop me in the post. No, jab, step back, eat that.
I believe.
Grabbing boards, dropping dimes.
Like what happens with people, they forget, like, you know, Joe Johnson is not like a seven-time All-Star.
Carried a franchise for many a year.
Like, just because he's like 33 now doesn't mean in a five-minute stretch he can't just be like, all right, and put it together.
I'm really,
I mean,
good.
That's what Paul Pierce made, like, the end of his career on, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Exactly. That 15-foot free throw line extended jump shot.
Ask Toronto about Paul Pierce.
Right.
You said ask Toronto about a lot of people. Like, ask Toronto about Kobe
when he dropped 81.
Points.
Yeah.
The laughing stock of the NBA, unfortunately.
So we had talked about Wall and Beal earlier. Sticking to Wall, what do you guys think about him being one of the, I guess you can say superstar that doesn't have a shoe contract? What do you guys think about that? You know, he previously had one with Reebok. What do you guys think?
He had the Reezigs.
Yeah, he did. I used to hoop in them.
Austin had a PE of the
Reezigs.
The Reezig Ricks 26.
Yeah. Ari used to make so much fun of me for wearing those. But hey,
We had some in Foot Locker for like $10. Yeah, one time I was like, Austin, man, we got
them.
These. He was like, oh, I'm on my way.
Yeah, I'm going to put them to the side. I know somebody.
I'm on my way.
I know somebody will come scoop those up before I get there.
He swore by that shoe, though. He was like, bro, like I played so much better.
That seems so terrible.
I did.
It's like, no, it's like your Big Blue Nation LeBrons that you have. They're awful. Like, every time you play, you have like six turnovers, like zero rebounds.
Oh, he stopped wearing them.
And like four personal fouls.
Man, I like these, but I just can't do it.
Go back to them Kobe's.
Yeah.
You know that.
I won't admit what the reason was for not wearing it. It wasn't because of you guys.
It was poor performance.
Of course not.
It was poor performance, clearly.
Yeah, so what do you guys think? Do you think he was...
Well, technically, I mean, he's only had one shoe deal.
That's true.
Adidas owns Reebok.
So how long has he been out of a shoe?
Two seasons.
Yeah, 2 years,
I think. Yeah. I mean, maybe he still goes the route with, you know, PEs, because I know he's been wearing the Kobe AD.
Kobe ADs, yeah.
Along with Isaiah Thomas has been wearing the Kobe AD, which, Drew, was it
he
you, or...
A, he gets a PE pair, though, like... Isaiah has
green,
a couple of PE pairs.
Gold and like black.
John Wall's been wearing just basically GRs.
GRs, yeah.
Yeah,
so right. For you all don't understand shoes, GRs generally.
Generally, yeah. And PE is a player exclusive. If you guys don't understand what that means, so essentially players can be they wear the Nike shoes, but they don't have a signature shoe per se. But Nike will have a player exclusive for them that maybe has a logo or a certain colorway. Devin Booker had one. He had, I think it's a D book on it. Yeah, the Zoom Red.
Like Davis had those.
Oh, yeah.
Audacities.
Yeah, the Audacities, yeah.
Cousins has the Audacities too, doesn't he?
Cousins has the Audacity. He has a Rev, I think.
Yeah,
last
it's like
Hyper
Rev, It's funny how all UK players just don't have, like, contracts. Like they don't have the star power or something.
Okay.
You know, I'm just going to throw that out there.
You just said the two best big men in the league.
He's only saying there's one random-ass Duke player, Kyrie, who is the most random. Him and Paul George, honestly, are the most random signature Nike
Fresno
athletes.
That is true. That's a good
really?
Point.
Really?
Yes,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah. You're right. But Paul George was loyal to Nike. I think, like, the PG one was, like, Nike repaying the favor to him. Like, eh, we
no, gotta owe the you PG the one happened because James Harden went to Adidas.
That kind of too. Yeah, that didn't
That's exactly
help.
What happened.
That's a big thing, yeah.
It was slated to have a James Harden shoe.
Do you think Curry
went to Adidas and they made a PG shoe?
You think Curry doing Under Armour too was kind of like, well, we don't have Curry. Like,
I don't think Nike didn't.
You don't think they ever
won it?
No.
No, I think you're right. But I think that's why he said
their sales
did.
Have slouched on the Curry threes, unfortunately.
I'm not impressed with any of the most recent ones.
The designs don't get me.
No.
I thought the Curry 2 wasn't bad,
right.
Just as a shoe.
Yeah, as
right.
A shoe.
Like, I didn't buy any of them, but as a shoe, I didn't think it was horrible. But the Curry 1 and the Curry 3 and its 3.0, like, oh, man, they're not doing him any favors.
No.
But I think at this point, I don't really know where he could go.
There
I think
really
if he leaves
go.
Under Armour, like, he's going to Adidas or something. He's not. Yeah. I don't think he's going back to Nike.
To Nike, yeah.
And if he goes, Under Armour kind of starts collapsing. Because, like, let's be honest, like, they have Cam Newton.
Yeah.
They have
Bryce
Harper.
Like, but running shirts. And
that's
stuff.
True. Yeah. I mean, you'll make a
well,
as far as like a footwear.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing that they really get it is off football stuff because some schools are Under Armour football gear.
Maryland.
And, like, Maryland, South Carolina is. Like, some of the other schools.
That doesn't always mean anything because there was a time when Reebok had schools.
Yeah, that's true. But Reebok.
And Converse had.
And Russell had schools too. Like,
Russell
Western,
still has
Western
schools.
Western was Russell.
I think Western
awful.
Still is Russell.
Nah, they dropped them. They got Nike now. We stepped up in the
really?
World.
Good.
I know
okay.
Georgia.
Hilltopper alum, baby.
I know Georgia Tech wears Russell. Random
terrible.
Aside. But they have Russell uniforms and they have Nike shoes.
Yeah.
And I was saying, Western did the same thing.
Yeah,
like, they
had
Russell
Nike
uniforms
shoes.
And Nike shoes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
But as far as like.
But I don't. And Maryland's only Under Armour because the owner of Under Armour
is
a Maryland
alum. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. He went. Yeah.
But I don't think if Curry left, nothing would happen. Under Armour could do away with their whole basketball
thing
and still be fine.
Yeah.
Because people buy Under Armours. Like,
I mean, I'll be honest.
I see Under Armours all the time.
Yeah. Like, I think people like their clothing a lot more. Maybe
people like their clothing. Like their running training shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But as far as like. Back to the randomness of Curry and not Curry, but
Kyrie
and
Paul George.
I mean, I guess that's pretty random people to have shoe deals.
Well, I mean, think about
it. But Jabari Parker has a shoe deal too.
But he doesn't have his own shoe.
He doesn't have his own shoe. Yeah,
he's a Jordan brand athlete. There's a lot of random.
Yeah.
Well, Kawhi.
That's
Kawhi is Jordan brand, but he doesn't have his own shoe.
Well, Marcus Aldridge is Jordan brand for some reason.
You think about the other Nike signature athletes. You got KD, who's an MVP.
Right.
Yeah.
You have LeBron, who's a multiple-time MVP.
Right.
You had Kobe, who was an MVP in the NBA.
Kobe
champion.
Was Kobe.
Just
leave it at that.
Who else?
Honestly, like, that's pretty much
that's it in basketball.
But
right?
I think
the problem.
And then you got Paul George and Kyrie.
The problem
Kyrie
with that,
hit a
though,
big shot in the finals, so I guess we can kind of
that was in the Kyrie almost two or three.
Yeah.
Well, when the Kyrie 1 came out, LeBron
wasn't
even
there. Yeah, I didn't get why
yeah,
he had the Kyrie 1s.
Like,
I'll give you that. That was kind of beyond me. But, I mean, he showed promise. And they understood that Kobe was leaving. And they were unsure if Kobe was going to continue his line after retiring.
We're going to have another podcast on overrated NBA players.
See, that could be a long podcast.
Chris Paul, top of my list.
Save it for save it.
Okay, yeah, we'll
save
it. So...
But as far as like next athlete to get,
I don't think there will be one in a while.
It'll take one of the big figureheads of Nike signature athletes to retire and stop creating shoes.
Probably, but the way they've been going, like they just keep it.
That's
keep
true.
It rolling.
Yeah,
like you really think they're not going to make a LeBron
27? Right. Right. Well, I mean, he has a lifetime contract. Now, whatever that means, that doesn't necessarily mean that they'll always. Yeah, that doesn't mean that they'll make continue to make signature shoes for him, but he'll somehow
reason for them justify them giving him that type of money.
Right.
But as far as like John, I know we started this because of John Wall. I don't really see him making any kind of wave anywhere because there's nowhere else to make a wave.
Yeah.
He's not going to go back to Adidas because they gave James Harden all that
money.
Not
now, yeah.
And that was the whole reason why he left.
Yeah.
So, if he goes to Nike, he'll just be doing what he's doing now. So, I don't expect to see anything major.
Anything different, yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, the same ones will stay. The ones that now rock PEs will continue to rock PEs.
Yeah.
And I mean, I guess why not, though? Why wouldn't you? If they're willing to give you that, and it's like, all right, man, like I can still wear whatever I want to wear. So if I get a PE, I'll wear it. If not, I'll wear something different. You know what I mean? Like,
and
I
it's
can do
no knock on the guys that don't get shoe deals because they're all great basketball players.
Not at all.
I like the way that Nike's doing some of the things. It's kind of old school, and I'm going to show my age with this. But I remember when I was a kid growing up, like, Nike just had basketball shoes. Like, randomly, like, you might have some random players that got a signature. Like, Alonzo Mourning had his own shoe that a lot of people don't realize. Yeah. He had two of them. Gary Payton had his own shoe.
The glove, baby. The glove. Dennis Rodman.
Scottie Pippen. Dennis Rodman has his own shoes. And the shoe that was the actual Rodman shoe is not the one that everybody thinks. Everybody thinks of, like, the Air Shake Indestruct or the Darwin.
The Darwin.
There's an actual Nike Air Worm that was low top. It had a zipper. And, like, people don't realize that because he never played it.
No.
Right.
But he had his own shoe. So I really wish they would go back to doing that where, you know, they'd have a shoe and it'd be like an $89 shoe.
Yeah.
And it's the, you know, Nike Air whatever. Man. I mean, I guess they're doing that with Paul George because Paul George only costs like $110.
Yeah, but they're the same
for
with
now.
KD's.
Yeah,
and
for
then.
Now.
Yeah, KD's. Yeah.
KD started at 70.
But I don't know. Yeah. Like, there was just always something about those shoes, probably because my mom wouldn't buy.
Same here.
She wouldn't buy me the $125 Air Jordan because that's how much they were.
Yeah.
But
you'll get these up tempos though.
You get these up tempos. It's like $89, and I was cool with those.
Well, I mean, I remember when the KD came out. You remember when we both got the Weatherman? Yeah. And for you all, the shoe people will understand this. The Weatherman KD 4 is like a huge, like, rare shoe in the sneaker. Like,
I think the resale
scene
on them is almost $1,000, if not
$8,000.
Yeah, yesterday I looked it up.
This is a shoe that retailed for like $90.
Right. I think, or you got yours for $60, and at one point there's only 12. There were 12 pairs in Kentucky.
$60. That must be nice.
Yeah, there were 12 pairs in Kentucky, and Ari and I both had a pair. But it started out at $60, and now his shoes are $160, I believe is what they are. You know, $160, somewhere around that range, right?
$180, somewhere in that range. So depends on, I guess, the
model, like the colorway, I guess.
Because he has the elite ones, too.
Yeah, but those elite, I don't know. KD lost me in those elites when he
had that. Sucks for kids, man. Like, I would never be able to go to my mom and be like, yo, I want these LeBrons. They're $190. My car note ain't $190. That's what she would look at me. She's like, you're an idiot. I'm not paying $190 for these.
And my mom would just laugh in my face. And just be like, you best keep it moving. Like, go to school.
And that's the thing. Like, they're like the biggest market right now, our kids. Because I know all of us, when we started, you know, collecting shoes, you would honestly see the same people at every release. And it gradually, each year, it would get more and more. Until now, like when Ari still works at Foot Locker. I stopped about a year ago, but that's who the biggest market was kids and parents who would pay $275 to get a shoe. And so, like, right now, that's like all it is. I mean, kids just, they know all the names of the shoes, and they know, so Nike, you know, they're doing it smart by, you know, projecting it to them. But if you have the parent that'll pay the $275, that's where it succeeds.
That's cool.
Right.
But
so speaking of expensive shoes, the Yeezy. The most recent one dropped. The most recent one dropped, and I know all of us were unsuccessful. I didn't either. I
tried it. It was awful. Cell phone, work, computer, whole nine yards. Just epic fail.
So what can be done for more people to be able to get shoes like this? And for the listeners that you don't, for people who don't know, like, certain websites to get these shoes, like, you have to be on the website. If it comes out at 12, right at 12.
You have to be there like 11.
Yeah, you have to be ready.
You have to buy a computer program that will cart that shoe for you.
Right.
And put it there for
you. Where you have to, like, preload your payment information so that it takes care of it for you.
I see people that say they got them manually.
I don't believe
that
for
1 second.
But I don't
believe it.
That's only happened to me once. Yeah. So I don't know what can be done for people who, like us, who don't cheat, per se, to get it.
Yeah.
And I know that Kanye, the biggest thing he said about shoes was he wants to make it more, you know, accessible to everybody.
Yeah,
so,
I hate Kanye. He's a liar.
Well, he doesn't necessarily have control of all that
but
stuff.
It's
like,
Adidas, not him. I can't really knock that.
Right, and it's like, you know, all of us want, I know I want the shoe personally to keep.
I want a pair of 750s.
Yeah.
I want 750s in the worst way. Like,
yeah.
I almost, like, I had to pull my finger back from spending like $600 on a pair of 750s. I had to justify it, supposed to like, come on, there's better things you can do with $600, Drew.
Yeah, I mean,
way better things.
But it just seems like it's impossible. So, and unless you live in a big city, and unfortunately we don't live in a city that has an account with Adidas that, you know, can get it, other than one store here. So it's just kind of it's like a waste of time, honestly, for people like us.
It truly is.
Yeah, I wonder how hard or easy it is for people in bigger cities to get them.
True, yeah.
Because when the first 750 came out during the All-Star game, I don't think it was that hard to get.
No, because it was in New York, right? The All-Star game. You just kind of like walked up, lined up a couple, like an hour or two early, which, I mean, sounds ridiculous, but for some of these other shoes, like that Ronnie Fieg Volcano that recently came out,
yeah,
they lined up a day in advance. Oh, yeah. And I'm not going to do that. I got things I have to do.
You have a job?
I have responsibilities I need to take care of.
I'm an adult.
It'll be like 2,000 people in these lines. And I'm like, man, when you walk up and you see 150 people, like, just go home.
Nah,
like,
right, you know, why would you not?
I guess you take your chances that someone's looking to buy a shoe that's not your size. I pray, but I mean, honestly, if I'm the fifth person in line and the four people in front of me buy a 13, I'm going to buy that 12. Yeah. Worst case scenario, I'm just going to buy the 12.
Yeah, and we aren't people who buy shoes to resell them. That's just not something. Yeah, yeah. Not to say we haven't ever done that before, but it's not something that we do. So it also frustrates us where it's like people who don't even want the shoe get something over us. Who's like, man, I really want that for my collection. Like, I would love to wear it. I would love to have
like
that.
A shoe like a Yeezy, I feel like nobody ever wears them.
No.
Because I don't really see them.
No,
I've seen like three pair.
And they're all the same ones. They're the ones that came out on Black Friday.
Exactly.
They're either the black and copper.
The most obtainable ones.
And that was because like an alarm clock down the side.
Yeah.
That's because they don't resell from them. They resell for like maybe $400.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and like three colors came out at like the same time. Yeah. So it's like someone could have gotten something. You know what I mean?
Those are the only ones I ever seen.
I never see turtle doves.
Never. At this point, never see anybody.
No,
I don't see people wear V1s that often.
No, I don't see pirate blacks.
No.
No.
I haven't seen a single person wear a zebra.
No.
Hell no.
If you wear a zebra, you're an idiot.
If somebody has a zebra, they're not going to wear it.
No.
You're an idiot if you got a zebra on release for retail, you're an idiot if you didn't sell it.
Yeah.
You can't justify holding a shoe in your collection that resells for $1,500.
Right.
Like, that's just dumb to do that.
Right.
If you got somebody's gonna spend that cash, you just let
them go. Like, here, you can have it.
So you guys saw my most recent pickup. The Saucony Extra Butter collab, the Space Snack.
Shout out to Extra Butter.
Extra Butter for the listeners is a shop in New York.
Yeah.
I believe, actually, my girlfriend told me this. It's in Soho. It's in Soho, New York, and it's a company that, or it's a boutique that has a couple collabs that I know we have all enjoyed. Street Meets. I dislike it.
Greatest collab. It's just straight up. It's amazing.
They made all of the Space Snacks and
Life on Mars.
Yeah, so
and
they
the
made
Copperheads.
Yeah, Space Snacks. Yeah.
Austin, you got a couple.
Yeah, so I had forever wanted the Space Snack, which the theme of it is they had three shoes that come out that were called the Space Race. And the first one would look like the astronaut suit, and I got that with no problem. I thought that was really cool. And then the second one was called the Space Snack, and it was essentially, the theme was freeze-dried ice cream.
The Neapolitan.
Yeah. And the cool thing was when you first got, if you got it at the store in New York, they gave you a pack of freeze-dried ice cream, which to you all maybe you're like, well, okay, that's cool, but why? Like, that's not that big of a deal. But it just adds like a little flavor to the purchase. So I was finally able to get these after I've been searching for them for years. And my question to you guys is, what are some boutiques that are your all's favorites? Like, do you have one that you know is like...
Before we go any further... Further on our Instagram, we're going to upload pictures of the shoes.
Yeah, so just to give you guys
what we're speaking about, as well as the packaging.
Yeah, a visual to understand that these are the shoes that we're speaking of in these episodes.
Concepts.
Oh, out of Boston.
Really dope one. Bait.
Yes.
Is really dope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ubique.
Yeah.
Of course, I mean, Kith is a big one as well.
I mean, that's a no brainer. Anything Ronnie Fee touches
like
is gold.
That's like the collab god.
Exactly. I mean, if there was like a Michael Jordan in the shoe like designer industry, it's Ronnie Fieg.
Yeah.
I mean, would you all agree with that?
I agree with that.
At this point,
Yeah, and I don't know if I can say...
Whenever you start doing stuff with Nike, like when you have Nike pop-up just randomly in your... You've made it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know that I can say that his are my favorite. And the only reason I say that is because the obtainability of them is not easy. So I have one pair that are like one of the, you know, cornerstone shoes per se.
Yeah.
But Concepts is a company that I, or boutique that I would say is probably my favorite as far as collabs go. I think every time that they have done a theme or some sort of, you know, collab with any type of brand, I think that they have successfully pulled that off to where I wouldn't get it.
Except for one.
Which one?
The Concepts Cross Asics mix Match. That one was...
That was terrible.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I was that not one, a fan.
It almost looked like just a general release shoe. You know what I mean? And it had a special box.
Yeah, it was awful.
But I mean, to have like all their New Balance releases that they have are awesome. All their Diadora releases are awesome. All the Asics one that they've had.
Nike one that I was chasing. The Nike, was it Metcons? Where it was like they had that thermal display. Those were so crazy.
Okay,
I tried and like immediately sold out.
Stained glass, yeah. Nike dunk.
Yeah, the Holy Grails. Cool. Yeah.
Now there's the Holy Grail, then there was the stained glass.
Yeah, that's right.
The Holy Grail one had like the iridescent silver, yeah, with the red and blue tones. Those are pretty dope.
For me personally, Extra Butter did it when they hit me those street meets.
I hate the name of the street meet.
It was executed perfectly.
But I will say, I don't necessarily like the shoe, but I will say the execution and the theme are pretty cool.
And the way they delivered it, like preemptively having like a food cart that drove around New York, like,
so tell them, tell listeners what the theme of it is.
So essentially the street meets, or halal carts in New York where you can get meats. So they call them street meats. And some of the shoes green for the lettuce that comes in the I guess the plate you would call it. There's orange for some of the cheese, like the pink on the front of the shoes for like a pig, like a pig's nose. It was executed perfectly.
I'll give it that.
It comes with like a fork.
A fork, knife, spoon. Yeah.
That is pretty cool.
Some napkins. And it came in a yellow bag like you were literally shopping. It was dope, man.
Oh, the laces come in a little...
The
like
ketchup
a
package, yeah.
Cup,
condiment like, cup. Common, yeah. Like a to-go ramekin.
That's
for those
awesome
of you that worked in the restaurant.
Yeah, sorry. We don't want to use the wrong terminology. I mean, but... Again, this is only...
It was dope.
That is executed well. I didn't personally like the shoe, but I will... The one that it has a similar theme is the... End is a company, I think it's German.
Yeah, that's the best executed.
The burger, the End Saucony burger for you listeners, is hands down one of the best collabs. It essentially is made of like a burger. Yeah. So the box is like a burger sack that you would pick up from like Five Guys or something on those lines. But the shoelaces came in condiment packets as if you were opening up a mayo packet and opening up a pack of like ketchup and extra
and
laces
mayo. Yeah, the mayo
were inside there.
Like, and I got those, and I hunted those for easily 2 years for a reasonable price.
Yeah, and I'm so jealous.
Because it literally, the prices I was finding in a size 13 were like $600, and I'm not paying that for a shoe.
No.
Except
no.
for a 750, which I almost did.
And I'll tell you this, my girlfriend saw those. She just, I look at shoes all day, and she happened to look over, and I was looking at that, and she's like, oh, what is that? And I explained to her, and she thought that was awesome. And she's like, you know, some of the shoes I don't really understand, but I really, really like that.
And like the premium materials, the suede on it was... crazy dope.
This is that stuff coming from Ian.
And the way that they package the stuff too.
Yeah.
I mean, like, Ari is showing us how stuff comes from Ian, which is in Germany. And they have like an envelope that's like it's personalized to you. That's awesome. I mean, it even
it's signed from the person that shipped it.
That's crazy.
That is right. That's like a little personal touch. That's cool.
Oh yeah, that definitely is in my top three of the best executed collabs.
Collabs, yeah. And I would agree.
Number one goes Saucony and burgers, without a doubt. Number two for me personally, Epitome, if you're listening, I need some free shoes. The Righteous Ones.
We'll have a story for that in a future podcast for you guys.
What I had to go
obtaining
to get those,
this shoe. Yeah.
I mean, I would go through them again to this day and not feel bad about it.
Right.
Because like, it's the Righteous Ones, and it's based off a statue that's across from the store, and it's a fish market.
Fish market, right.
And it's... I guess it was a bronze fish, but, you know, due to oxidation and all that science stuff, I don't understand.
Right.
It turned, like, this tealish color. And the shoes are teal, have fish scales on it, made with premium materials.
The box is really cool, too.
Memory foam insole, and I'm a sucker for an insole.
Oh, yeah. This is in Atlanta. This shop is in Atlanta, by the way.
And when you got the shoe, it came in, like, this mock, like, fisherman's case. That looks like wood paneling.
It had like a rope.
Yeah,
right?
It had
or
a
like,
rope.
As if you were picking up like, that's...
And then like each individual shoe came wrapped like it was a fish from a fish market.
That's amazing.
It was executed greatly.
That's why for people who aren't into shoes and you hear us talk about it, those are things that make me as a sneaker lover, a sneakerhead, whatever term you want to use, like shoes even more. It's more than just what a shoe looks like.
Yeah.
It's what it's made out of and what's the theme, and all those things together make purchasing
make
a shoe exciting
shoe.
For me and for you and for Ari. And I think that's what really stands it apart from people who just kind of like shoes and people who really love shoes.
Yeah, who really love shoes.
Yeah, I know that like people think I'm crazy, but like I'll look at materials like, man, like look at the suede or look at the Horween leather on it and look at, and some people are like, man, I don't even know what any of that means. But to me, that's what stands out to me.
You get some Horween leather here. You're pretty bold.
Yeah. One of the New Balance pairs I have has it on there, and it's amazing.
It's so soft.
Something I forgot to mention earlier.
So soft.
You guys both seen the new Kingsman Secret Service, the Golden Circle trailer, I assume.
Yep.
I mean, what are your thoughts? Obviously, the first one was amazing, and I loved that movie. I thought it was great. One of the best action
Kentucky
scenes.
Injustice.
Did not do Kentucky injustice, but one of the best like action scenes. That whole like scene
church.
In the was pretty
the
awesome.
Church. Yeah.
That was dope. But what do you guys think? I mean, obviously, I don't want to like overhype it, but it looks like
it's
it can be
a fun movie to watch.
I agree. I know that Drew and I talked earlier about the cast is huge. I mean, Jeff Bridges, Halle Berry. Colin Firth. I mean, there's
Channing Tatum for you ladies.
Yeah, Julianne Moore, Channing Tatum. But Drew did bring up a good question or a good statement saying like, are they trying to go too big? Like with that many people, like it makes you wonder like screen time. Like how are they going to put all these people in the movie? Like what's
it'll be interesting.
I agree, but I will for sure.
I'll still go see it.
Well, yeah,
I'll be there on release day. Watching
of course,
it. I mean,
of course.
Just...
And we have Guardians next week, so.
I'm extremely excited for that.
Can hold us over.
Yeah,
so
I'm hyped for that.
I'm extremely.
I'm hyped for Kingsman. Kingsman's gonna be very dope.
I agree. Yeah. And hopefully we'll have a Guardians review
up for
you guys. Yeah, we would love to have that on our next podcast episode, which we're trying to do Mondays. I think that seems to work out pretty well for us as far as like uploading it. We record on Sunday and then hopefully get it uploaded on Monday.
Yeah.
So that's for you guys. That's when you want to check our social media. Again, I'll run through those again. Our Instagram is all_things_relevant_podcast. Our Twitter is @ATRpodcast. And our Facebook is @ATHEAllThingsRelevantPodcast. So like we said, listen and like, comment,
follows.
Subscribe, all the words that all these other social media people use.
Extra Butter, if you're listening, I need shoes as well.
Shout out to Extra Butter
for
liking our...
That's pretty awesome.
I hope it was because they listened. I don't know how they would have known we talked about the street meets.
I'm glad to hear you finally say the words of street meets.
It hurt. Every syllable that just left my mouth really hurt saying that.
Because I was explaining that to Anna today, actually. While I was watching the playoffs, I was like, we actually had Extra Butter listen to us. She's like, what do you mean? I was like, it's a sneaker boutique in New York that I love their shoes.
Yeah, like, so that's pretty cool for us, especially, yeah.
Yeah, we got a lot of text.
Yeah,
we did. Yeah, for everybody that texted us and
we appreciate the
Facebook,
feedback.
Yes.
We appreciate the feedback, but... Will you please put that on like our Facebook page?
Just to show some activity on there.
We're not embarrassed by your feedback.
No, not at all.
If it's bad or good.
Yeah,
any
please.
Criticism as well.
Constructive criticism is definitely welcomed. And
post it. Let us know that you listen. Just drop a line somewhere and say, "Yo, I listen."
Yeah.
So we can know.
Yeah.
We see that they're having access. I'm still just.
I'm shocked that we had that many listens that we had.
Yeah. And again, like we said, thank you guys. And we do have SoundCloud now. So that is, and we're continuing to work and see if we can get more outlets as far as where you can listen to the podcast. I know eventually we would love, we'd love to have a website or an RSS feed where you can basically it goes to any type of podcast app you have. But I think that is a wrap for episode 2 of the All Things Relevant podcast.
Yeah.
Do we miss anything tonight, fellas?
Episode
are we
in the books?
Yeah. So again, thank you to everybody who listened, and definitely check us out on Mondays. Hopefully, we'll have it up. Maybe mid afternoon, something along that time. But again, this is Austin,
Drew the Jokester,
and this is Ari. Thank you guys for listening. We'll holler at y'all later.
All right, guys. Peace.
Peace.